going to give you just a short version of kind of where we've got to, where we're going. One of the keys scriptures that's kept coming up, kept coming back, is Isaiah 61, which Jesus quotes some of in Luke when he unfolds the scroll. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. And I don't know if you noticed there, but he talks about not just stuff that's going to happen, but it's about preaching and proclaiming. That actually Jesus is going to speak out through what he's done. You're free. He's going to speak out. You no longer need to be captive. He's going to speak out. And there's a power. There is a huge power in what we speak and what we declare and what we proclaim. That's connected with how we cooperate with God in what he's doing. It's hugely powerful. The truth of what's happening versus the way we feel. The truth of what's happened versus the way we feel. The truth of what's happened versus what we might understand or what our perception might be. And so for people in our church and for people coming into our church and for people that we are reaching out to, hearing the good news, getting healed up, hearing about and believing and receiving their freedom is partly about the actions that we take. It's partly about those proclamations and people understanding them and receiving them and believing them. So we're declaring today what we believe God's doing and what we believe he's wanting to do so that we can align with it and sign up to it and partner with it as a church. If you'd have listened to the accounts, you'd have heard about profit and loss. But we want to talk about real profit and loss. It's to do with profits and it's to do with the lost. So we have a different accounting system. We have been receiving prophecy consistently, which is saying the same things. And it's prophecy that we line up with. It includes Jan, who came on the one Sunday evening, David Wagner, who prophesied over a bunch of people at Matt and Anne's. It includes the stuff that was going on with the New Earth Tribe. So much of those prophecies are talking about God taking us into a season where we are going to be rescuing those who are in darkness. That we're about rescuing the lost, especially those in dark places, and that includes the depressed, that includes the suicidal, that includes those who are involved in occult stuff, those who are in spiritual darkness. That God has given us a remit to reach into those dark places with his light. So when it comes to witches and warlocks, we're going to love them, not fear them. Because that's what they need. They need the love of God. Yeah? Good. I'm glad you agreed with that. We've been going through a season of renewal, but renewal is designed to take us to revival. It's not just a soft and fluffy warm place where we all feel better. God's been building the walls. He's equipping us for revival. So in our accounting, he's taking people from the black, the darkness. And those people God has promised us, those who've been taken from those dark places, they're going to head the way in rescuing others because they've been there and they know that there can be freedom. From the black into the red, realizing the amazing power of the blood of Jesus. That there is nothing that the blood of Jesus isn't more powerful than. Yeah? From the black into the red. It's dangerous accounting for those who actually deal with money, but it's really good spiritually. And then from that into the light. Sins washed white as snow, walking in the light, walking in truth, walking in wholeness. So what is the vision for this church? In broad terms, we believe God is taking us to a place where we now press in for revival. For revival. Nothing less than revival. Revival where we are seeing not dribs and drabs coming into the kingdom, but we are consistently seeing more and more people saved. This is the season. Do we like this vision? So, where do you fit with that? There's a number of things. One is to ask for those to be put on your heart that God wants to see rescued. And ask what God wants you to do about it. The second thing that we would really like you to do is we'd like you to read the New Testament all the way through. And if you've just done it, do it again. Just use a different version so that it just stimulates you. And if you're not used to reading, get used to reading. Just put your novel down and read this. Not verse by verse, but just get the broad span of the New Testament. Why do I want you to do that? Why do we want you to do that? So that you can look again at what it is, what the gospel actually is. What the truth actually is that we stand on. If you can't do it by the end of the year, at least do it by the end of Feb. When the church fires up again. Because you might say, I'm too busy now. But if you're too busy now, and you're too busy in the holidays, then there's never going to be a time when you aren't too busy. Because it's either because you're working or because you're having a break. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we'd like you to do. And that is what we are pressing in for. We believe that God's leading us into a season of revival. And we're asking each person to look to how they play their part. I'm sorry you're going to be a bit late, Ash, but we know it's going to be great. Joe.
That's enough to put me off. That's better. You do realise that this church isn't a settling church, don't you? You should realise that by now. We're desperate to see God's kingdom come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're committed to take the promised land and not only to wander around in the wilderness enjoying God's presence and provision. When the Israelites crossed the Jordan, there was not a carton of milk and a jar of honey waiting for them on the other side. There was ground that had to be won. And even though it was promised to them, they had to take it. They had to do it God's way and in his timing. And it had to be done together. His presence with them and his provision for them continued in a new way in the new season. We know that God has made each one of us with unique gifts and a purpose to fulfill, and that we're all part of the body, so we all need to do this together. The calling we have as a church belongs to each one of us as individuals. So even if we're unclear on the specifics of our own role at this time, you can be confident in the corporate vision that God has given us and the mission that he's given us. So beyond the mandate to rescue people from various types of darkness, we're completely committed to the Vineyard DNA and its newly worded core values. They're on our website if you want to look at them more clearly, in more detail. But basically, they're the core values of the kingdom in theology and in practice. So what we believe and what we do. Believing in seeing the kingdom come, preaching the gospel, healing the sick, casting out demons, setting prisoners free. It's a core value of being culturally relevant in our mission. So that's for us here and now at BVC. And it's about looking out, not only looking in and looking up. It's about compassionate ministry. Everything that we do is done in love out of our love for God and our love for each other and our love for our neighbours. It's also a value of reconciling community, reconciling people to God and to each other. Like we've been talking about, we are community. And it's about experiencing God, enjoying his presence in all that we do. And it's out of his presence that we do everything that we do. We know that we must not forget the poor and the needy and the broken. We know we must share the gospel with the lost. We know we must make disciples. All these ministries are being developed. We're seeking God as to how to fulfill his call to us to be involved with missions with the indigenous people of Australia and looking towards partnership with them in Kingdom Works. We believe that this is a year of fruitfulness and one in which marriages in particular will be blessed. Jeff and I have a remit to release people into their God-given destiny as part of this church. But with the loving and wise care and oversight of spiritual parents to protect and to guide, because without that, it would be negligent. But you have to give us and the other leaders permission for that. We have chosen not to put any restrictions on God and what he chooses to do and how he chooses to do it and who he chooses to use. And we will do whatever he asks us to do, whatever it is. Often God has given us little bits of the puzzle. We take it, we share it, and we wait for the next bit. This can be frustrating and slow at times, but we feel that we must not race ahead of God. So we try and wait patiently for the next bit of the revelation. This is not always a comfortable place or a way to lead. And we feel stretched and vulnerable at times. But we're not worried because God is good and faithful and he has brought us this far. We know that faith is vital. We have to live by faith and not by sight. We know that truth is vital, especially the truth about who God is and the fullness of what Jesus has won for us. God continues to get bigger to us, more amazing, all-consuming. It's his love that compels us. And the enemy's getting smaller. We seek to ignore him and be captivated by God alone, seeing that when we do this, God seems to deal with the enemy or to give us the specifics of what we need to do to overcome. We know that he lies and intimidates and uses fear, so we can watch out for that. We will overcome. As Ken reminded us recently, from what it said in Revelations 12, verse 11, we've talked about this before, by the blood of Jesus, trusting and knowing the fullness of what Jesus' blood has done, by the word of testimony, speaking out, this is for each one of us, speaking out what God has done for us, and not caring about ourselves too much that we would not do anything for God. There will be a cost, as there is with everything that's worthwhile. We're also aware of how important discernment is, that words and pictures and prophecies are weighed properly, that we do not hold on to the wrong things or run ahead of God and what he has said. We don't want to pick fruit too early in our eagerness to see things happen. We're seeking authentic relationships beyond the superficial and the functional to demonstrate and to enjoy genuine love, unity, and humility. As God takes us higher in him, things that, in a sense, we got away with up to this point now matter more, and they're no longer okay. This can be painful at times, but it is good. We believe the fivefold ministries of apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are vital for equipping the saints for the works of service, and we're continuing to seek God as to what that means for us. We want to continue to build a culture of honour for everyone and of no offence. We also believe that intercession is key for the next season. So we encourage and invite you into this adventure of faith and the journey of glorious uncertainty at times, but actually glorious certainty. Certainty of God's presence, of heaven invading earth, of his release and equipping and empowering. Being certain of the Father's love, of the resurrection power of Jesus, and the comfort and counsel of the Holy Spirit. We don't know exactly what it will look like, but we know enough about the one who's leading us to be full of faith and expectation. There is no other plan. Our purpose and our focus is revival. And our prayer is, Lord Jesus, whatever you do, don't pass us by. Amen.
So we don't have a traditional five-year plan. It doesn't fit into bullet points. God's told us to go for revival. God's told us to have that hunger and thirst that he doesn't pass us by. And that particularly he's taking us into those dark places to shine his light. So let's just pray. By the way, if you could also give at any stage now, so that that can be tidied up. Lord, we just ask that what we believe with all of our hearts you've placed on us, that you'll help us as a church to line up with, that you'll equip us, that you'll show us, that you'll give us strength and courage and wisdom. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you will enter into that alignment with you, and that you release your power, and that you release your gifts, and you'll equip us to take your kingdom into those places where there is oppression and poverty, physically and spiritually, into those places where there is darkness. And that we will be kingdom brokers there. And that flood of justice and mercy will be revealed in us and through us. In Jesus' name. Amen.